It is impossible to describe all the sorts of services the journey visitors can find here on both sides of the road. Food, drinks, suite, bakeries, medical care, foot massage, mobile charging, free international calls, wheelchairs and stroller repairs, and even shoe repair services.
مكينة خياطة تخيط بها جنر أو تكرم شحاطات أو فرش. جينا من البصر من هاي سفان نخدم أبا عبد الله. إحنا مجموعة كادر كامل واتمنى أن نقدم فرشي للإمام الحسين. هذا أبسط شيء نقدمه، يعني فرشي ما ينوصف.
The long distance between Najaf and Karbala has been transformed by these people into an open mosque where supplications, verses of the Holy Quran, and congregational prayers are performed throughout the journey.
Therefore, I want to say, all this love that we've seen and witnessed from the people of Iraq in these days of Arba'in, it is nothing but the teachings they inculcated from Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Hussein is love, Hussein is justice, Hussein is humanity. So when we see this thing from the people of Iraq, it is not from any other person, but from Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. So therefore we call all people of the world, let us all come together and rally behind the legacy of Hussein. Because if we rally behind the legacy of Hussein, we will love one another. If you rally behind the legacy of Hussein, we'll spread justice in the world. If you rally above the legacy of Hussein, we will be able to reach out to one another and will love one another. So therefore, I am here in Iraq to say Labbaik ya Hussein and to respond to the calling of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi.
Approaching the target of the march, unmatched crowds of people overfilling the streets.
Here, an enemy army of 30,000 fighters surrounded Imam Hussein, his 73 supporters, their families, women, children, on the 10th day of the month of Muharram, and gave him the option between paying allegiance to Yazid, the Umayyad Khalifa, or death. And they rejected all the other options offered by him. Those, they killed him, his son, and all his supporters. And they were all beheaded, and the holy heads were sent to Yazid in Damascus.
For every one of those visitors, there is a secret or a thought for which they incurred the fatigue of the journey.
It is definitely divine intervention that is involved in this march. There are things that you cannot describe using words, and like I said, you would have to see for yourselves. The giving of the people of this country who are already so poor, but we are willing to give whatever they have for these visitors that come on a yearly basis, is something beyond words, and God has His hand in all of it.
They never revealed their secrets before. They hold the shrine with their hands, soft eyes, and compassionate voices, echoing, "Assalamu alaykum, ya Aba Abdullah."